Love that song. I just want to give a quick testimony about the power of the Lord. In 1977, the year that I got saved, I was a pack and a half Camel non-filter smoking son of a gun now. And I had the habit so bad that I couldn't hardly draw enough smoke into my lungs to satisfy the urge. And every time I drew it in, I'd go, I would cough. I was a wreck. When I got saved, God set me free from cigarette smoking. I mean, I didn't ask him to. It wasn't something we bargained for. It's just when I walked out of that house, I knew I'd never smoke another cigarette. Never had any withdrawals. Never. Nothing. He might have even healed my lungs at that time. I'm not sure. And I noticed the next time I got around people that smoked, smoke didn't bother me. I wasn't drawn by the smoke. Our God, when he does a job, he does it right.
Amen.
I wanted to say something about a couple of the songs that we've sang. We sang the other song before and kind of prompted me. But, you know, the first song that we sang talks about I'm going under, I'm in over my head. And then this last song saying that we will not be overtaken, we will not be overcome. Well, right now, there's a lot of fear flying around. I know Dorman's addressed it, and I know that Alan has too. Next week is the fourth blood moon. Now, if you don't know what that is, doesn't matter. But basically, the Lord only says for us as his children to be aware of the times. He doesn't say to fret about them. He doesn't say to get all bent out of shape. He just says, I'm doing these things so that you as my children will know. These are the markers on the road that says this is where you're going and this is what's about to happen. Because if we truly know who we are, then we will not be overtaken. We will not be overcome. You know, so this fear that people are starting to bring around and say that, oh, my gosh, you know, things are going to happen and you know, the stock market's going to crash and you know, all these things are doing. You know, Dorman said this before. What if the stock market crashed? You know, and you take all your money and you put it somewhere else. Well, if everything crashes, money's not going to be worth anything anyways. So what does it matter what you have, what you don't have? You know, if you starve to death and die, Dorman said last week, fine. You know, you'll be at the banquet table with the Lord. I got a fly that's really wanting to get in on this. But, you know, the point is that we cannot live in fear. You know, we cannot be the people that live in fear, because if we want the church full, the fearful people are going to say, why aren't you afraid? And that's an open door to say, this is why I'm not afraid. And so I'm going to challenge you next week. You know, the devil perverts things. He always turns it to the other side. If I walk up to somebody right now and say, I'm in over my head, what are they going to think? They're going to think the negative thing, you know. What do they say? What are they going to say to you? Oh, yeah, I'm in over my head, too. I'm just, you know, it's up to that. Well, let them sit there and tell you how they're in over your head. And then you turn around and tell them how you're in over your head with Christ. And turn that around to the truth. Because only truth will cast out that fear. You know, so we're not going to be afraid. We're not going to be fearful. You know, if the whole thing crashes around us, is what I told the coffee shop. There's one thing that I know that the Lord has told me time and time again. And if there's one thing that I have peace about, is that he has never let his people starve. He provided manna in the desert for the children of Israel. And he provided Joseph to feed his family during the famine. So there's going to be a Joseph somewhere. It may be you. It may be somebody else, but there is going to be provision by our God because we are his children and he loves us. So we will not be overtaken and we will not be overcome. All right?
Hallelujah. I got one thing to say about that. If you tread the water and your head's just sticking above the
water and you're tired of treading, just go under and take a big drink.
Yes.
Just go under and take a big drink.
Yes.
Okay.
Hallelujah.
Saints, when Mike was sharing a while ago, the word of the Lord says that they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. When you give a testimony of something that the goodness of God has done, you have built the ark, the mercy seat of the covenant right there on that spot, and that's where Jesus will come and rest. So I'm declaring today, if there's been issues with addiction spirits, doesn't matter what it is, whether it be to people, whether it be to TV, whether it be to pornography, whether it be to cigarettes, Facebook, no matter what it is, right now we're going to have a little deliverance service. In Jesus' name, we break the power of addiction over the people of God right now. And I'm telling you right now, loose them, let them go, come out in Jesus' name. Yes, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah, addicted to them cell phones, addicted to Facebook, addiction to electronic media. I'm telling you, the Holy Ghost spoke back then without a smartphone. He can still do it today in Jesus' name. So hallelujah, all addiction spirits, go, leave in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. I should have brought this last week. I'm sorry. I just didn't. I just didn't. There's been a lot of fluctuations in the stock market last few weeks, way up and way down. The news made a big deal. Oh, the stock market. It's down 500 points. And then the other day, it's down 700 points. When the stock market goes up 500 or 700 points, it never does make the news. It's just normal. So what is happening here? The news media is trying to sway the American people and get them off into fear and stuff like that. Why? It come right on the heels of the announcement that Hillary's emails had turned them over. And well, they got an edited list, and they went back to the server, you know, where they wouldn't destroyed, and found out a whole bunch of classified information and stuff that's not supposed to be put out was there, this, you know, and all that sort of stuff. So all this stock market up and down, that's a smoke screen. Do not let it bother you. It's a smoke screen and trying to draw your attention away from some other thing that's going on. And also, I've heard a couple of prophets say that calamity was coming like that here another week or so. I listened to them close. They did not say it was because they saw something in the Old Testament prophets or the blood moon. They didn't say where they got that, just that calamity, you know, was coming. Okay, what is calamity? That's like confusion. You don't really know whether you need to go left or right or forward or backward. You know, it's kind of a not really knowing. Like, it's not the end of the world, and it's not something to be fearful of. You just listen to the Holy Ghost. If the Holy Ghost has told you to buy or sell some stocks or bonds that you have, then you do that. Otherwise, you're doing just fine, you know. And there's a scripture that covers all over this like a blanket. It says, "For we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are the called according to His purposes." Now, if calamity comes, let us say gas would go to $10 a gallon. Well, everybody's going to have to pay for that, kind of, you know. But the people out in the world, they'll just suffer some financial loss, but the people of God, every time I've seen, have always advanced. Yeah. And so if, you know, God has not spoken to me about anything about major, monumental, hard things happening, you know. Some of that's going to be a smoke screen, and some things do happen, it'll be just like a bumping road, and the believer will advance. For we know, not think, we know that all things work together for good to those that love God and to those who are the called according to His purposes.